Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey guys, welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast. I am your host, Susie Hunter. And I'm joined by Tiff, who is producing today.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Soft air horns. But big excitement. Big excitement, Tiff. How are you doing today?
I'm good. March Madness is just, it's already madnessing.
It do be mad. And we are creating a lot of the madness, too.
Yeah, honestly, like the Rams watch-along yesterday was a big hit. I'm sure the Buffs one tonight will be just as fun. So if you're in the area, come out to the bar.
And we're doing, like, these, like, crazy, like, marathon streams.
Yeah, 7 hours long starting Thursday. Yeah, tomorrow. Yeah.
I think I signed up to do Friday, like the 2 hour block right before my show.
Nice. Yeah.
So keep tuned for that. That'll be wild.
The normal Friday show that normally has champagne will probably have more champagne.
I might be already like a little too deep in the champagne to have more. It's not every show. It's just, you know, the fun shows. No, I can't like... It's an early show, though, on Friday because there's so much happening. Like, yeah, Friday, by the way, we're on at 12:30. I can't start that early. I'll be a mess. I'm too old for that.
Please.
I am just simply too old for that. I'm a little too old to be waking up at 4 a.m. for baseball games. But, yeah, that's what I did and a lot of other people did this morning because it's technically opening day. We got to see our division rivals face off in Seoul, Korea. So we're going to talk about that. Plus, the Rockies are 14-8-2 this spring after yesterday's split squad efforts. We'll kind of break down what worked, what didn't, and what we can kind of really take away from these as we are inching closer and closer to our own opening day. Speaking of the game, we'll talk about this too, but that Dodgers-Padres game, the ESPN broadcast, Carl Ravitch and Eduardo Perez had such a good laugh at the odds to win the World Series out of the NL West. So we'll talk about some of those too, but yeah. We'll check out the Circa Sportsbook odds and compare and see what's good and what's crazy. We're looking forward to it. But first, we actually have some really cool Rockies news. Maybe it's not the most surprising news. But yeah, Kyle Freeland, the opening day starter for the Colorado Rockies. This will be his third opening day start. We'll hear from him in a second because he's very honored. Opening day start. It's a big deal. Right now, Kyle is leading the Rockies with 14 strikeouts this spring. He is leading in innings pitched this spring. And he's going to lead us into the season. But Tiff, are we ready to hear from Kyle Freeland? So here is how Kyle Freeland reacted to being named opening day starter.
It's an honor to be told that you're going to be the opening day starter, you know, kick off the season. Buddy told me a few days ago that I was going to be the guy to lead the team in a battle for the first game. Super excited for it, but yeah, it's a great honor to be able to say that you're an opening day starter. I guess say it now for the third time, which is really cool.
Yep, the third time. That does not count his debut where he was the home opener starter. Those are different games. Sometimes people forget that those are two different things. But yeah. He was the home opener starter back in 2017. That was his major league debut, too. That was a big day. It was a big day for Kyle Freeland. So, obviously, he still remembers that start very well, and he remembers it very fondly. Here's what he said about looking back on that day.
It definitely felt like a like an opening day start for me. A lot of emotions going on. Home opener at Coors Field, hometown kid making his debut. It was very special. I remember feeling very excited, very nervous, trying to do everything I could to stay in my focus. It was one of those days that I'll never forget. First big league pitch I ever threw, first strikeout, first win, first hit. A lot of firsts went on in that game. It was a ton of fun being able to celebrate with the team afterwards, celebrate with my family and friends afterwards. Like I said, it's a moment that I'll cherish for a very long time.
You know what, Kyle? We cherish it too. That was the start of such a great season for Kyle. And I think we're all really hoping that we will kind of get a little rerun of that heading into this season. By the way, facing off against the Rockies opening day, the Diamondbacks opening day starter, Zach Gallen. This is his second start, parentheses opening day for them too. Let's bring it down to Scottsdale. We got to talk about a bunch of spring training first, but we have to mention this spring training report brought to you by Factor Meals. Use code DNVR Rocks 50 to get 50% off. Link in bio. Thank you so much. Okay. We got to talk about the split squad. We had two games yesterday. They were happening at the exact same time. I was monitoring both of those games and keeping score at the same time. I thought my brain was going to split in half because they were two different games. They were two very different games. They got a little too similar towards the end. But let's talk about squad A. I'm going to call them squad A because they stayed home. Cleveland at Colorado at Salt River Field ended in an 8-8 tie. This is the second time the Rockies have tied this spring training. This was the good game. The good game ended in the tie. The Rockies had such a big lead, too, that just totally fell apart. But what didn't fall apart? Dakota Hudson had a great start. Very smooth start. He went 4 2/3 scoreless innings, 6 strikeouts, 1 walk. He's got a 3.6 ERA this spring through those 4 starts of his. But of course, you know, we always like to hear from our guys after their start. Here's what Dakota Hudson had to say following that 4th spring training start.
There's definitely some things that they've been working on with me as far as simplifying the delivery, and I think that's helped me with command, especially seeing the last two outings. So I feel healthy and I'm ready to go, so I'm excited for it.
Yeah, he allowed just 3 hits too, so good on him. So yeah, what is left to work on though for Dakota Hudson? Quickening up the innings, pitching more efficiently. That's what he also said yesterday after that start. But here are Bud Black's thoughts on what he is seeing right now from Dakota Hudson.
I liked what I saw from Dakota. I think the fastball had good movement. I think the breaking ball was as good as we've seen all spring. A couple good changeups, but I think the feel for the breaking ball was there today. And the fastball, played today. Got some ground balls, which is something that we're looking for out of him, because he's got the sinker. So all in all, pretty good. I mean, good outing for him. He's a veteran pitcher that, has a very good winning percentage in the big leagues. So, he knows his game. He knows what his pitches do. And now it's just a matter of him, getting ready for the season, getting acclimated to a new team. But this was a good outing for him today.
All right, a good outing. You know what else went well for the guys? Offense was clicking. We've seen, honestly, great offense in general from the Rockies. They have a .285 team batting average, which is the second best in baseball this spring, just behind the Dodgers. Hello, rivalry. And, 11 hits in this game. The bats were popping. Here's what didn't work out so well. Tyler Kinley had his worst appearance of the spring, snapped that scoreless streak that he had going. He's still doing fine, but this was not his best stuff. And we know that. And Buddy knows that too. But here is Buddy's reaction to Tyler Kinley's appearance yesterday.
I mean, the walks came back to haunt a couple guys, right? I mean, Kinley 2 walks, Bird 2 walks, Mears a walk. So 5 walks late in the game, they all scored. So, again, probably better question for Tyler. Just, the fastball command was not there today. Slider was good, but, overall just couldn't command that fastball.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on it, but What else went well? Okay, Charlie Blackman, he was the DH yesterday. He had his first home run of the spring. It was a solo shot in the fourth inning. He was 3 for 3 yesterday. He's got a batting average this spring of .364. And that's not at Coors, by the way. Ryan McMahon, his fourth multi-hit game. Also good news. Brendan Rodgers went 1 for 3 with an RBI. He's hitting .400. What? And we had some scoreless guys. Jalen Beeks, Jeff Hartlieb, Dugan Darnell, and PJ Poulin. All of them scoreless out of the bullpen. All right, listen, real fast, let's talk about some of our pals. We got to talk about Circle K. Hello, Circle K. We have the snack stand that you can't see off camera, but like they have these salted caramel branded
Have you
chocolates.
Tried those yet?
No.
I just tried them yesterday. They're delicious.
Oh, they look so good.
They're so good.
Like, this looks expensive. And it's not because it's Circle K. They're a good deal. Our friends at Circle K, they want you to join the inner circle. It's totally free to join. You can use the QR code, enter in your email and your phone number, and you will be fully enrolled. The coolest part, I think, your first five fill-ups of gas, you're going to get 25 cents off a gallon. And you're going to get deals on a lot of other things, too. The other thing is, this is totally separate from the inner circle, by the way. You can text Colorado's Circle K's by texting the letters DNVR to 31310 to get a free Polar Pop of any size. Terms and conditions can be viewed at CircleK.com. Sign up with the QR code on the screen or click the link in the description of this podcast for more info. And let's talk about our friends at Factor. We have been so excited to, I can't wait for me and Tiff to get our Factor meals, by the way, because they're
so
coming.
Excited. I'm so excited.
Because it's perfect. We were just talking about this before the show started. I cannot to save my life cook a meal for myself during the season. Like, no, I'm just too busy, and you're kind of going through that with av season right now.
Yeah, absolutely. It's I get home from work and I'm like, all right, well, let's have a bag of popcorn or an Uncrustable, which are, you know, not really great girl dinners, but
it's,
you know,
girl dinner, but you know, it's
not real.
That's not a real meal.
No, not when you have to get up and keep going the next morning. Mm-hmm. Right. So yeah, we're really, really excited that Factor hooked us up for this, For this spring training.
Yes. And also the good thing is, so when I'm coming home absolutely exhausted, these meals just take 2 minutes to make. They are restaurant quality meals that are ready to heat and eat wherever you are. So you can sign up and save with Factor. Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be both nutritious and delicious. I can't wait. But head to factormeals.com/DNVRrocks and use code DNVRrocks50 to get 50% off. Again, that's code DNVRrocks, R-O-X, 50 to get 50% off. Gotta try it. And then buy it. Why not? All right, let's talk about the game that did not go as well as the Tide game. The Seattle game, yeah. The Rockies' other squad went over to Peoria. Final score was 12-3. Losing pitcher, Austin Gomber. He hasn't gotten the win in a single game this season. But yeah, right now, Austin Gomber is leading the team in earned runs this spring. And yesterday, we saw 8 runs on 10 hits, and it all happened so fast. He had 2 strikeouts, he had a walk, and gave up a home run. But that was not fun. I was going to say not fun to watch, not fun to listen to, because we haven't been able to watch a lot of Rockies games. By the way, can't watch them today either, but they're on D-backs radio. So yeah, Austin Gomber, definitely a tough start. Seattle was just kind of cooking in the second inning. They batted around in the second inning. That all started with a leadoff walk, a 7-run second inning. Ugh. Not fun. What did go well, though? Ezekiel Tovar went well. Is this what a triple-double is? Because he's tripled. He has doubled in three consecutive games, and that to me is pretty exciting. His spring training batting average, 324. He went 2-for-3 yesterday with that double and one run scored. He's 12-for-37 this spring. And what else went well? Matt Caricetti tossed a scoreless inning with one strikeout. He has yet to allow a run this spring. One of the few guys left because we know the bullpen has had their challenges. Not like necessarily in a like such a bad way. But, you know, hits are going to happen. It's inevitable. But Matt Caricetti, not yet. Some other notes. Eligiris Montero went 2-for-3 with a run and a double. He is 6-for-12 with two doubles in those last four games. And, of course, before that, we know he was coming off a five-game hitless streak. So everything is better when Eligiris Montero is hitting. Nolan Jones, he is hitting too. He went 1-for-3 with a double and an RBI. He's got an average of 333 right now. So, yeah, lots of hits, only three walks in that game from Rockies pitching. So there you go. All right, did anyone else wake up at 4 a.m., by the way, to watch this Dodgers game? Because that's what we're going to talk about next. Yeah, I woke up. My alarm went off at 3:45. My little whoop vibrated and woke me up, which is, like, actually my favorite alarm because it's so not disruptive to the other people in your household.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just, like, you feel, like, a little...
I was like, okay, time to wake up. Let's go.
Ugh.
And dragged myself downstairs and watched the Soul Series, the opener of the season out in Korea. So, yeah, the Dodgers won that 5-2. It was kind of a hilarious game. There were so many walks that came back to haunt. I just know Buddy would have hated it. So, yeah, some takeaways. Jerickson Profar, by the way, he was on the Rockies opening day roster. And now look at him back with the Padres on their opening day roster playing this insane international game. The first runner of the game, by the way, very first batter, reached on a pitch clock violation. Yeah, leadoff hitter Mookie Betts got on base because of a pitch clock violation. I'm like, is this how we're really starting the season? Apparently it is. And yeah, the whole game was just so strange. So yeah, Mookie Betts tried to advance to second. They sent him back to first. And we were kind of confused why watching it, especially because I was like, okay, it's literally so early. Am I even awake? But even like Carl Ravitch and Eduardo Perez were just like, what happened? Why did they make him go back to first? Because of an umpire's interference. So the catcher's throw was impeded by the home plate umpire. He just like hit the helmet of the umpire. So the throw didn't go the way it should have gone. Technically, that's the umpire's fault. He shouldn't have been so close. So that we were like, oh, wow, that was bad luck for the Dodgers. Don't you worry about the Dodgers because their luck turned around just fine. We did get to see Ohtani's first hit as a Dodger in the third inning. Then he stole second base. Yeah, this is where things got really interesting. So, yeah, the theme of this game, the walks haunted. The sub-theme, the Padres ended up having the worst luck of this game. So the bottom of the third, Tyler Glasnow walked Tyler Wade. Tyler Wade advanced on a wild pitch. Jackson Merrill lined out, but Wade went to third. And then an RBI single from Xander Bogaerts, a new Padre, scored that first run. The Dodgers answered right away in the top of the fourth, by the way. Teoscar Hernandez reached on an error. Like, this was such a weird game where these guys who were scoring, like, did not initially reach on hits. Kind of crazy. So, yeah, Teoscar Hernandez reached on an error. He advanced to second. There was a throwing error by Tyler Wade. Anyway, Jason Hayward had a sack fly to score him. That tied it all up. The Padres ended up taking back the lead in the bottom half of that inning. But, again, a leadoff walk. Glasnow walked the leadoff batter. So, yeah, we saw a walk, then Jerickson Profar got a single, and then the catcher grounded into a double play, but Machado scored. The Dodgers really took it away in the eighth inning, though. We saw Brito walk the leadoff batter. It was Max Muncy. Then we had a single. We had a walk, and then a Kiki Hernandez sack fly tied it up again. But then here's where it gets so crazy. Gavin Lux reaches on a fielder's choice, with also an error from Padres first baseman Jake Cronenworth. The error is one that is so familiar to the Rockies because we saw it on August 21st, 2021. Okay? The ball went through his glove. And that exact same thing happened to Ryan McMahon in August of 2021. And he was also charged with the error. So I know so many people were watching that game from home and saying, no, that should have been a hit. That's not his fault that it went through the glove. Technically, I guess it is because he's supposed to be on top of keeping his equipment good. And he didn't. But it was just so crazy. It's always so funny to watch, though, because it's so confusing. Because he's like, yeah, this should be in my glove. Where did it go? So that scored a freaking run. Then it was 3-2 Dodgers. Mookie Betts had an RBI single because he wrecks lefty pitching. And then Shohei Ohtani had an RBI single. 5-2 Dodgers with a little something that was familiar to us here in Colorado. By the way, Tiff, I don't expect you have an encyclopedic knowledge of every single Rockies game because, like, that's not your job. But
unfortunately,
that August 21st, 2021 incident where the ball went through Ryan McMahon's glove. So Tyro Estrada ended up reaching base because of that. And then he eventually scored on an Austin Wins single back when he was with the Giants. Full circle, full circle. There we go. Let's bring it full circle back to our OG craft beer partner, our friends at Breck Brew. We love Breck Brew. They are the official craft beer of DNVR. And Breck Brew is a beer for any occasion, too. Do not forget about the Avalanche Amber Ale, the Mile High City Golden Ale, the Broncos Country Pale Ale. Let's chug the Funslinger, and the Good Company Hard Seltzer. Whichever one you're looking for, go to breckbrew.com to find a brew near you. Let's talk about our friends at Circa. Of course, we know the resort and casino is popping, but we really got to talk about the app because the Circa Sports Colorado app is available. And we're going to talk about some lines on there in a second, but you can enjoy all of the magic of sports betting from the comfort of your phone. You don't have to go all the way to Vegas to do it. But yeah, Circa Sports, just got to say real fast, Circa Sports bets can only be made while physically located in the state of Colorado. You must be 21 or older, all rights reserved. Circa Sports Colorado encourages you to gamble responsibly. If you have a gambling problem, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER or visit problemgambling.org. All right, let's... I got a problem with maybe some Rockies numbers. No, I have no problems. We got to talk about this. So yeah, I mentioned earlier, Carl Ravitch, Eduardo Perez, we're talking about the National League West odds and that steep drop off when it gets to the Rockies, because we've seen this happen too all off season where the stacked teams that are in this very tricky NL West just keep getting better and better with these pieces that they are adding. And it's reflected in the odds. But yeah, I was just checking the Circa Sportsbook Colorado apps for some baseball odds. The Rockies are at plus 100,000 odds to win the World Series, which is so steep. And it's the steepest one in their numbers. The A's are at 80K odds to win the World Series. The over-under, you want to take a guess of what the over-under is, Tiff?
I couldn't even guess.
I
don't even know.
I think in previous years, like I think last year it was, or 2 years ago, I think it was like 68 and a half. So a lot of us were like, oh, we got to bet the over, got to aim for those 69 wins. Yeah. And they got 68 wins.
Okay. I'm going to say, yeah.
And keep in mind, they also lost more than 100 games. They lost 103 games last year, and there is 162 games in a baseball season.
I'm going to say it's set at 62.
That is so generous.
Oh, my God.
But not too generous. Not too generous. The over-under on Circa right now, 59.5. So, yeah, what do you got? I mean, when I see plus 100,000 odds, I'm like, well, you might as well put a dollar down. It could be crazy. But also, when you look at this division, they're not even making out of this. It's so doubtful they even make it out of this division alive.
How sad.
That was so dramatic.
So sad, so dramatic.
So dramatic. Also, Steve in the chat, hello. Thanks so much for joining. You want to know when LA is coming to Coors Field? Let me find. Okay, so not in April. Wait, not in May. Wait, did the Dodgers seriously not come to Coors Field until June? No, that's crazy. That's so crazy. I didn't even notice that. Like, we go to LA. But that is absolutely wild. Yeah, we're going to have a little Dodgers drought at Coors Field for a little bit. You know what? Sometimes those Dodgers fans, there's too many of them. It makes me a little mad. I'm like, this is our home. Can you have manners, please? Wow, that is wild. When did the Dodgers come back? Thanks for watching this show where I just look at the schedule. And then the Dodgers finished the season here at Coors Field, by the way. Well, you know, we finished the season. They'll probably move on. Their season probably won't be done if we're really thinking about it. So, yeah, that's what's going on. Steve, thanks for joining. Thanks to everyone else who's joining, too. Feel free to hop in the comments. Let me know if you're taking the Rockies to win the World Series at plus 10,000 odds or plus 100,000 odds. I can't read. Some baseball headlines. Oh, my gosh. Excuse me. The biggest baseball news, I think, over the past couple of days, Blake Snell signing with the Giants. He's got signed a 2-year contract, by the way, but with an opt-out after 2024. So, really, he is only committed to one season out there, in theory. There's no such thing as a bad one-year deal. And if it goes well, they'll get to keep him for another year. But I'm like, oh, just when we thought maybe we could, like, get rid of this Cy Young winner out of our division, he's back. It's so crazy. So crazy. Here's a thing we got from MLB.com. Drew Romo made the all-breakout team, the B team. So that's pretty cool. He was definitely the top performer from the Rockies in their spring breakout game. We're starting to look at all the fantasy baseball stories. CBS is always so on top of their fantasy-related content. But they had posted what the lineup and rotation might look like. So let's talk about the rotation. Like, they're projecting Kyle Freeland, Cal Quantrill, Austin Gomber, Ryan Feltner, Dakota Hudson. So I'm like, yeah, those guys. But are they going to be in that order? I don't know. Like, Austin Gomber's had such a tough spring. I don't think they're going to put him at the number 3 spot. But who knows? Dakota Hudson's been great this spring. With a new team, too. Like, getting to know all these new catchers. The projected lineup is similar to what we've seen a lot of spring training. They don't have Bradley Zimmer in the mix, but they do have Sam Hilliard in the mix. And Sam Hilliard and Bradley Zimmer, very similar players. Great defenders, not necessarily the strongest hitters right now, but that's what's going on, guys. We're going to keep an eye on it. The Rockies do play today, too. At what time? Where did it go? I just had it open. It's probably at 2:10 Mountain Time, like all the other freaking games. Hello. It's my first day. Peter Lambert's getting the start today, though. He's got 10 strikeouts this spring. And going up against Tommy Henry. But yeah, the lineup today, Blackman leadoff. Then we've got Bryant, Jones, Rogers, McMahon, Diaz, Tovar, Montero, Doyle. So a lineup, that is looking pretty similar to what we're going to see day in, day out. The Rockies moved the lineup around so much last season. I don't know exactly how many unique lineups we saw, but there were a lot. I would guess that it was one of the highest ones. It just felt like everything was constantly being moved around. I would love a little stability this season. Wouldn't we all? Wouldn't we all? But yeah, that's what we're going to see today. I'll be keeping an eye on that game too. But we have such a busy week coming ahead, and it's like only Wednesday. already Wednesday. We have so many things going on. So yeah, those March Madness shows, they start tomorrow, right? Whew. I'm excited.
But there is a watch along for the Buffs schedule, like planned for tonight. So
okay. What time do the Buffs play?
Let me look. I want to say it's 6. Let me check.
Well, you know what? Keep your notifications on. Surely you're subscribed to us on YouTube, yeah. So you'll get that notification when we go live.
Looks like probably a 7:15 tip-off.
Ooh. That's my throw. That's why I'm terrible at basketball.
I know. I did the same thing. Yeah,
it just went straight down.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. The other thing that we didn't even talk about, I want to know what you guys think of this. So if you're watching, if you're listening, like tweet at us or hop in the comments. Tiff, did you see the Vic Lombardi tweet about baseball yesterday morning?
I did. I didn't know Vic Lombardi had any thoughts about baseball.
You know what? Actually, me neither. Actually, me neither. But yeah, Vic Lombardi tweeted out yesterday. The topic on Altitude Sports Radio this morning is baseball. Never in my life have I been more disconnected with the sport of baseball than I am right now. Not proud about it, sad, almost ashamed. I love the game. I grew up romanticizing the game. I barely care anymore. What happened? So what happened in the comments is just there's a lot of negativity, especially towards the Rockies, mostly at ownership and Dick Monfort. But I don't know how to take this one, man. I really don't know. I'm still processing it.
I don't know. I think it shows how dedicated you are in
spin zone
in your own coverage. And
thank you.
Yeah, you do a great job, and you do stick with it as much as everybody else doesn't. So
yeah,
well, kudos to you.
I don't know. See, thank you. Well, here's the thing. Like I tweeted out, I was just like, I feel like I'm Sisyphus rolling the boulder up the mountain, like forever and ever and ever, because like I'm here in this city covering this team that people just really seem to hate right now. And like so many people popped in and they were like, well, like you haven't been in this town long enough to know that like you don't know Rockies fans. I'm like, okay, like I'm literally responding to what I am seeing in the replies on that tweet. And what I am seeing is hate. Not just hate, but like overwhelmingly, I'm just seeing such a disdain for the Rockies right now. And it bums me out. But at the same time, I know that ownership has burned that bridge for a lot of fans. And there's got to be a way to fix it, but we don't have that answer right now. And a lot of people are, again, the people who are like, sell the team. He's never going to. You have to pick a new shtick or just admit that you're not a baseball fan and move on. I don't know what to tell you. I think it's going to be a better season than what the odds are looking like. I think it's going to be definitely a better season than last. But yeah, I was looking at, Fangraphs. I was looking at the projected wins on Fangraphs. They have the Rockies at the bottom of not just the National League, but all of baseball. They are projecting 99.3 losses. So better than last season. But, oof, a 62.7 projected win total? Fangraphs? That's so mean. So mean. So mean. No. I will say, though, it is nice. Right now, the Rockies are not at the bottom of the NL West. We'll take that. Because technically, the Padres are at the bottom of the NL West because they have played and lost a game already. What a win for us. I love it. Oh, we got some fresh comments in here. Let's see. Sixer in the chat. I will live and breathe this team till I die. Same fam. Same. Steve, 162 games is way too many. Maybe if the season was shorter, maybe more people would watch. No, the whole point of baseball is that it's the ultimate of the season-long marathons. It is so long. It is such a grind, and that is part of what makes it hard. Is that you have to stay fresh through all of that. Oh, Sixer also adding in the chat, most baseball fans here in Denver are just there to socialize. See, I mean, I think a lot of people who go to games at Coors Field are definitely there to socialize, but like,
there's nothing else to do.
I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong with that.
Yeah.
Because if you want to go to a baseball game and enjoy the atmosphere, like, it's a free country. You can watch as much of the game as you want. That's not what I'm going to do. But I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with that. I think it's like really the ratio of fans who are actually there to watch the game compared to all the fans on the party deck having a good time. Someone's got to have fun, right? I don't know. I'm curious to see what attendance looks like this season, because we really didn't see a super steep drop off from previous seasons. And this was, as we know, one of the worst seasons we've ever seen, but definitely the worst Rocky season we've ever seen. All right. Well, that's that, you know. Make sure you're tuning into our insane March Madness coverage. I'll be a part of it. I think a lot of your favorites are going to be hopping in too, but I promise to make mine the most annoying of the segments possible. I promise. I guarantee it for you guys. But yeah, tune in. Make sure you have the notifications on at the DNVR Sports YouTube channel. Tiff, are you producing any of those shows?
I am. I am doing tomorrow nights or tomorrow afternoon into evening nights. Yeah, I'm switching with Kale so he can watch CU beat Drake.
Oh, wow, that was mean.
I have no idea if the men's team is even playing. I know the women's team is playing Drake. I don't know if the men's team is. I'm assuming they are.
Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, apparently, yeah, Drake women's basketball has like some crazy top talent too.
Fun.
Yeah. I'm here for the women's basketball brackets. Men's college basketball has already broken my heart because the school I went to downgraded to D3 literally days after they made the tournament for the first time, and I will never get over it. I don't care how many emails I get from the Alumni Association. I will never get over it. I will never stop talking about it until they fix it. I'm going to send this whole YouTube link to them so they can hear me. Tiff, I want to hear what you have to say all throughout this March Madness run and also through this Avs season as it continues. But where can we follow you on social media?
I am at Tiffany with an I underscore Tano on all platforms.
All platforms. Guess what? I'm at the Susie Hunter on all platforms. And make sure you're staying updated with all of the latest Rockies news at DNVR underscore Rockies. That's all I got, guys. But we're going to be back on Friday at 12:30. Make sure you join us. Tiff, you know what I like to say about closing out a show like this one?
What do you like to say, Suze?
I like to say, that's baseball. That's the show. Join us right back here on Friday at 12:30. See you then.
We all silly like the mayor.